The Art of Work, Section 25. Go then, eat your bread with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for today your work is blessed by God. Put on your best clothes, use your finest perfume, and enjoy each futile day of your fleeting life with the people you love, for these pleasures are God's gift to you in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. Yet I also observe that the race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor does food always come to the wise, wealth to the brilliant, or success to the educated, for time and chance happen to us all. No one knows what tomorrow will reveal. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are captured in a snare, so people are trapped by terrible times that fall unexpectedly upon them. This is one of my favorite sections of Ecclesiastes, for in it Qohelet weaves many of his key themes together in a masterful way. It comes right on the heels of his teaching about how death comes to it all, and it feels like such a gloomy part of the book. But now he turns to us and says, yes, your death is coming, but right now you are still alive. You may be that mangy old hound, but you can still enjoy the good gifts of this day. Use what you have at your disposal to make today as pleasant as possible. Let the transitory nature of life accentuate the pleasures of this day. Each futile day of our fleeting lives should be enjoyed in the company of people we love, for this is God's gift to us for all our hard work. I know as soon as I hear those words, I think, sure, I'll do that, but I'll also invest in my future at the same time. I'll work a little bit extra today. I'll be a bit smarter. I'll learn some new skills. I can do better than just the rewards of this day. And Qohelet has told us, he says, yeah, you know, whatever your hands are finding new, you should put yourself fully into it. And earlier he said that his heart found joy while he was working. But now he's going to come back and say, well, you know, if you think for a moment that you are guaranteed success just because you engage your work fully, you're mistaken. You may work harder, smarter, faster than anyone around you, but the random nature of the world always comes into play. Qohelet says, and these are great words, time and chance happen to us all. People are trapped by terrible times that fall unexpectedly upon them. And we've all seen this happen, both in our friends and family and in the wider global community. It's a reality we must all deal with. And for Qohelet, it is simply an integral part of the way the world now works. But we don't like this reality. We react against the concept of time and chance and thorns and thistles. We refuse to embrace it, and instead we create systems of belief to work around it. Time and chance is one of the fundamental issues that mankind seeks to answer. And we'll speak more about that aspect of things when we come back to this section next month. But until that time, you can read more of my thoughts about this section in my book, The Scroll. Thank you for listening. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes.